Blog Talk Radio.
Grateful and as always blessed to be with you this morning as we move forward in God's word. Not my word, not Mother Valerie's word, but God's word. And God's word is true. It's absolute. And we can take it, as they say, take it to the bank, take it to the ATM, take it wherever you need it to go. Take it to church. God's word is always absolutely the truth. For he is not a man, and he does not lie. Hallelujah. Thanking God again this morning for waking me up, for giving me strength in my body, for getting me to the gym yesterday. I'm trying, y'all, to get back in shape. So keep me in your prayers. Because it's hard. It is hard when you have gone, you know, some time. I ain't going to tell y'all how long that it's been. But it's been some time since I've spent in the gym. So I'm grateful for my trainer who said, you know, you probably need to do some more stuff besides, you know, working out with me twice a month. And so I am grateful that God has given me the strength to move forward in my life because I want to have a long life. You know, my grandson on yesterday was with me. He went to church with me. And, you know, he said something that really, you know, put a fire in me to get in shape. He said, you know, that I might be dead before I would hear his book and see him practicing paleontology. This kid was telling me all these things about dinosaurs last night. I wish I had taped it. And I have him all next week. He's spending the week with me on the spring break. And I'm hoping that he'll talk so I can get it on tape, five-year-old self, in my research. You know, and he tells me about the biggest dinosaur. Don't ask me what it is. A blockosaurus or something. Who's the biggest dinosaur? And that, you know, we wouldn't be here if we had been here when he was here. And, you know, and then he went on to tell me about T-Rex and the carnivores, you know, versus the omnivores. And, you know, and I'm listening. And he would say, perfect, in my research. And it just cracked me up because I'm thinking my five-year-old professor in his research on dinosaurs, you know, he was letting me know. And, you know, he was telling me their environment. And I was listening to this five-year-old in college professor East to me, and I'm thinking, wow, listen to him. He has really, since he was a little bitty kid, been fascinated by dinosaurs. And then he politely told me that he was going to be a publisher, too, and an author. He was going to write books, and he was going to write some fantasy books because he had to talk about unicorns, you know, and dragons. Those have to be in there too. But dinosaurs are his absolute. And in his research, he's going to let me know what he'll be doing. And I told him, I said, well, I would like to live to see you do all these things. So we're not going to talk about grandma dying. I said, what we're going to talk about is living. Because when you live for God, you have a long life. He said, and he gave me, he said, yeah, yeah. I said, okay. I said, so can I live long enough to see you become, you know, an expert on dinosaurs and paleontologists, as well as, you know, an anthropologist and an author and publisher? He said, yeah, you can live. I said, well, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm like, don't speak death over me. Be nice, please. So, you know, children really do say some of the darndest things, but when you listen, you realize that they are a lot smarter than we give them credit for. So, Father God in heaven, I thank you so very much for my awesome grandchildren, God, that you gave me. I thank you for the blessing of being adopted as a grandmother. You know, how many times can you imagine a three-year-old telling you that they're keeping you and they're going to make you their grandmother and have been there all this time, believing and trusting 13 years, grandmother, 16 years, friend. So I thank God for my grandchildren, you know, my 22-year-old, my 16-year-old, and my little professor of 5. So thanking God for them and thanking God for one of the gifts that I asked for. I desire in my heart was to be a grandmother, and I thank God for that. And so, Father God, as I lift up this word today, I thank you for all grandmothers, all those grandmothers by blood and by adoption, spiritual grandmothers, those that have taken in children, not theirs biologically, always, and some that are theirs biologically. I ask you, Lord, to watch over grandmothers and grandfathers and extended family parents, God. Those foster parents that choose to take children as their own, never knowing when they're going to take them away. Father God, I pray for those that give their heart to others and love them as their own. So, Father, as I lift up extended family today, I ask you, Lord, to bless them, to bless these women and men in their coming in and their going out, in their ups and in their downs, Lord God. Give them rhema blessings, rhema words. Let them be examples, a great example for the children that you place in their lives. In the name of Christ Jesus, as I lift this word up, God, I ask you to increase as I decrease, Father God. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart tremble in your holy and divine sight. For you, Lord God, are my strength, and you are my redeemer. I lift this word up to you, thanking you again for this day, Lord, that you have made. I am rejoicing and glad in it, and thankful that you chose me for such a time as this. In Jesus' name I pray. Asking you to watch over Mother Valerie as she goes to take care of her business today. Keep her covered under the blood of Jesus. And thank you, Lord. And we ask you, Lord, to bring her safely back to us on Sunday as she reads again. In Jesus' name, bless my pastor as she speaks this night at a revival and a church anniversary. Please, Lord, give her a rhema word. Give her a word to speak. Let that church be on fire, God, as she gives and goes forth in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanking God again for all of you as we move forward in his word. What a word we got this morning. And the word God gave was safe to my soul. I am your salvation. Yes, Lord God, you are my salvation. And all I can say is thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. And let's get into our word this morning. We will be in Numbers, starting at chapter 31 up to chapter 34. And we will have a psalm this morning, which is where our title comes from, the 35th psalm. And time permits, we may go also into Proverbs. But first, let's get into our Numbers words. There's a lot going on. And Moses is not playing because he understands to be the guide and to be the pastor, shepherd, whatever you want to call him, rabbi of the children of Israel, because he's not going to make it in across the Jordan River. He is at his last stand, as they say. He's about to go to be with the Lord. And understand, Moses' body has never, ever, and will never be found. He will never be found until God says so. And that will be the day of judgment. God is not giving up Moses. And there's a passage in one of the New Testament scriptures where it talks about a revelation where they talked about the devil fighting with the angels of God for the body of Moses. Because we understand, had Moses' body been buried and enshrined, there would be folks going there and worshiping Moses instead of worshiping God. God understood all of that way before. And that is why you did not see the body of Moses. And it says this, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, take vengeance on the Midianites, for the children of Israel, after where you shall be gathered to your people. He's letting them know, after you take care of these Midianites, you're going to die. You'll be gathered to your people. So Moses spoke to the people, saying, arm some of yourselves for war, and let them go against the Midianites to take vengeance for the Lord on Midian. Thousands from each tribe of all the tribes of Israel you shall send to the war. So there were recruited from the divisions of Israel 1,000 from each tribe, 12,000 armed for war. Then Moses sent them to the war, 1,000 from each tribe. He sent them to the war with Phinehas, the son of Eleazar the priest, with the holy articles and the signal trumpets in his hand. And they warred against the Midianites just as the Lord commanded Moses. And they killed all the males. They killed the kings of Midian with the rest of those who were killed, Eli, Rakim, Zor, Hur, and Reba. The five kings of the Midians, Balaam, the son of Beor, they also killed with the sword. And we know who Balaam was. He was the one that tried to get Balak to give a curse. To give a curse. But every time he tried to curse him, he blessed him. Every time he tried to curse him, he blessed him. When folks try to curse you, you better believe that God is blessing you, because you cannot touch God's anointing. And when you try, you better watch out, because God does not play when it comes to his children. And you and I are one of them. And it says this, and the children of Israel took the women of Midian captive with their little ones, and took as spoils all their cattle, all their flocks, and all their goods. They also burned with fire all the cities where they dwelt, and all their forts. And they took all the spoil and all the booty of the man and of man. Then they brought the captives, the booty and the spoil, to Moses, to Eleazar the priest, and to the congregation of the children of Israel, to the camp in the plains of Moab by the Jordan across from Jericho. And Moses, Elijah, and the priests and all the leaders of the congregation went to meet them outside the camp. But Moses was angry with the officers of the army, with the captains, over thousands and captains, over hundreds, who had come from the battle. And Moses said to them, "Have you kept all the women alive? Look, these women caused the children of Israel through the counsel of Balaam to trespass against the Lord in the incident of Peor. And there was a plague among the congregation of the Lord. Now therefore kill every male among the little ones and kill every woman who has known a man intimately. But keep alive for yourselves all the young girls who have not known a man intimately. And as for you, remain outside the camp 7 days. Whoever has killed any person and whoever has touched any slave, purify yourselves and your captives. On the 3rd day and on the 7th day, purify every garment, everything made of leather, thing woven of goat hair, and everything made of wood." And Elijah the priest said to the men of war who had gone to the battle, "This is the ordinance of the law, which the Lord commanded Moses, only the gold and silver, the bronze, the iron and tin, and the lead, anything that can endure fire, you shall put through the fire, and it shall be clean, and it shall be purified with the water of purification. But all that cannot endure fire, you shall put through water, and you shall wash your clothes on the 7th day and be clean, and afterwards you may come into the camp." Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Count up the plunder that was taken of man and beast, you and Elijah the priest and the chief fathers of the congregation, and divide the plunder into two parts, between those who took part in the war, who went out to battle, and all the congregation, and levy a tribute for the Lord on the men of war who went out to battle, one of every 500 of the persons, the cattle, the donkeys, and the sheep. Take it from their half and give it to Elijah the priest as a heave offering to the Lord. And from the children of Israel's half, you shall take one of every 50 drawn from the purse, the cattle, the donkeys, and the sheep, from all the livestock, and give them to the Levites, who kept charge of the tabernacle of the Lord." So Moses and Elijah the priest did as the Lord commanded Moses. The booty remained from the plunder, which the men of war had taken, was 675,000 sheep, 72,000 cattle, 61,000 donkeys, and 32,000 persons in all of the women who had not known a man intimately, and the half, the portion for those who had gone out to war was in number 337,000. 500 sheep, and the Lord's tribute of the sheep was 675. The cattle were 36,000, of which the Lord's tribute was 72. The donkeys were 30,500, of which the Lord's tribute was 61. The persons were 16,000, of which the Lord's tribute was 32 persons. So Moses gave the tribute, which was the Lord's heave offering, to Elijah the priest, as the Lord commanded Moses. And from the children of Israel's half, which Moses separated from the men who fought, now the half belonging to the congregation was 337,500 sheep, 36,000 cattle, 30,500 donkeys, and 16,000 persons. And from the children of Israel's half, Moses took one of every 50 drawn from man and beast, and gave them to the Levites, who kept charge of the tabernacle of the Lord, as the Lord commanded Moses. Then the officers who were over thousands of the army, the captains of thousands and the captains of hundreds, came near to Moses, and they said to Moses, "Your servants have taken account of the men of war who are under our command, and not a man of us is missing. Therefore we have brought an offering for the Lord, that every man found of ornaments of gold, armlets and bracelets, and signet rings and earrings and necklaces, to make atonement for themselves before the Lord. The Moses and Elijah the priest received the gold from them, all the fashion ornaments and all the gold of the offering that they offered to the Lord, from the captains of thousands and captains of hundreds, was 16,750 shekels. The men of war had taken spoil, every man for himself. And Moses and Elijah the priest received the gold from the captains of thousands and of hundreds, and brought it into the tabernacle of meeting as a memorial for the children of Israel. Chapter 32 of Numbers. Now the children of Reuben and the children of Gad had a very great multitude of livestock. And when they saw the land of Jazer and the land of Gilead, they indeed, the region was a place for livestock. The children of Gad and the children of Reuben came and spoke to Moses, to Elijah the priest, and to the leaders of the congregation, saying, Altaroth, Dibon, Jazer, Nimrah, Hezbon, Aliah, Sheba, Nebo, and Dion, the country which the Lord defeated before the congregation of Israel, is a land for livestock, and your servants have livestock. Therefore, they said, if we have found favor in your sight, let this land be given to your servants as a possession. Do not take us over the Jordan. And Moses said to the children of Gad and to the children of Reuben, shall your brethren go to war while you sit here? Now, why will you discourage the heart of the children of Israel from going over into the land which the Lord has given them? Thus your fathers did when I sent them away from Kadesh-Barnea to see the land. But when they went up to the valley of Eshcol and saw the land, they discouraged the heart of the people, the heart of the children of Israel, so that they did not go into the land which the Lord had given them. So the Lord's anger was aroused on that day, and he swore an oath, saying, surely none of the men who came up from Egypt with from 20 years old and above shall see the land of which I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because they have not wholly followed me, except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and the Kizite, and Joshua, the son of Nun. But they have wholly followed the Lord. So the Lord's anger was aroused against Israel, and he made them wander in a wilderness 40 years until all the generation that had done evil in the sight of the Lord was gone. And look, you have risen in your father's place, a brood of sinful men, to increase still more the fierce anger of the Lord against Israel. But if you turn away from following him, he will once again lead them in the wilderness, and you will destroy all these people. Then they came near to him and said, we will build sheepfolds here for our livestock and cities for our little ones. But we ourselves will be armed, ready to go before the children of Israel until we have brought them to their place, and our little ones will dwell in the fortified cities because of the inhabitants of the land. We will not return to our homes until every one of the children of Israel has received his inheritance. But we will not inherit with them on the other side of the Jordan and beyond, because our inheritance has fallen to us on the eastern side of the Jordan. Then Moses said to them, if you do this thing, if you arm yourselves before the Lord for the war, then all your armed men cross over the Jordan before the Lord until he has driven out his enemies from before him, and the land is subdued before the Lord, then afterwards you may return and be blameless before the Lord and before Israel, and this land shall be your possession before the Lord. But if you do not do so, then take note, you have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out. Build cities for your little ones and folds for your sheep, and do what has proceeded out of your mouth. And the children of Gad and the children of Reuben spoke to Moses, saying, your servants will do as my Lord commands. Our little ones, our wives, our flocks, and our livestock will be there in the cities of Gilead. But your servants will cross over, every man armed for war, before the Lord to battle, just as my Lord said. So Moses gave command concerning them to Elijah the priest to Joshua the son of Nun, and to the chief fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel. And Moses said to them, if the children of Gad and the children of Reuben cross over the Jordan with you, every man armed for battle before the Lord, and the land is subdued before you, then you shall give them the land of Gilead as a possession. But if they do not cross over armed with you, they shall have possessions among you in the land of Canaan. Then the children of Gad and the children of Reuben answered them, as the Lord has said to your servants, so we will do. We will cross over armed before the Lord into the land of Canaan, but the possession of our inheritance shall remain with us on this side of the Jordan. So Moses gave to the children of Gad, to the children of Reuben, and to half the tribe of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, the kingdom of Sihon, king of the Amorites, the kingdom of Or, king of the Bashan, the land with the cities within the borders, the cities of the surrounding country, and the children of Gad built Dabon and Atharoth and Ira, Atharoth and Shaphan and Jazar and Gazbaha, Beth Nimrah and Beth Haran, 45 cities and folds for sheep. And the children of Reuben built Heshbon and Eliam and Karjotham, Nebo and Baal Meon, the names being changed, and Shema, and they gave other names to the cities which they built. And the children of Mekar, the son of Manasseh, sent to Gilead and took it, both the Amorites who were in it. So Moses gave Gilead to Mekar, the son of Manasseh, and he dwelt in it. And also Jair, the son of Manasseh, went and took its small towns and called them Havoth Jair. Then Nobah went and took Kenneth and its villages, and he called it Nobah after its own name. And life lessons from Numbers chapter 32, verse 15. If you turn away from following him, he will soon again leave them in the wilderness, and you will destroy all these people. As believers, Dr. Stanley tells us, we must always take our responsibilities seriously. When we try to take the easy way out of a difficult situation, we may hurt others, even if it is unintentional. And again, I am coming out of the Charles F. Stanley Life Principles Daily Bible Biblical Principles for each day of the year. This is Moving Forward Bible Study with Minister Bridget and our guest host, Mother Valerie, who is not with us today, but will be back, God willing, on Sunday. Numbers chapter 33. These are the journeys of the children of Israel, who went out of the land of Egypt by their armies under the hands of Moses and Aaron. Now Moses wrote down the starting points of their journeys at the command of the Lord, and these are their journeys according to their starting points. They departed from Ramesses in their first month, on the 15th day of the month. On the day after the Passover, the children of Israel went out with boldness in the sight of all the Egyptians, for the Egyptians were burying all their firstborn, whom the Lord had killed among them, also on their gods. The Lord had executed judgment. Then the children of Israel moved from Ramesses and camped in Sukkot. They departed from Sukkot and camped in Etham, which is on the edge of the wilderness. They moved from Etham and turned back to Pi-Hahiroth, which is east of Beth-Zaphon, and they kept Migdol. They departed from before here Pi-Hahiroth and passed through the midst of the sea into the wilderness, went 3 days' journey in the wilderness of Etham, and camped at Moriah. They moved from Moriah and came to Elam. At Elam were 12 springs of water, 70 palm trees, so they camped there. They moved from Elam and camped by the Red Sea. They moved from the Red Sea and camped in the wilderness of Sin. They journeyed from the wilderness of Sin and camped in Dothakah. They departed from Dothakah and camped at Alush. They moved from Alush and camped at by them where there was no water for the people to drink. They departed from Rephidim and camped in the wilderness of Sinai. They moved from the wilderness of Sinai and camped at Kibroth Hattaavah. They departed from Kibroth Hattaavah and camped in Hazeroth. They departed from Hazeroth and camped at Rithamah. They departed from Rithamah and camped at Rimmon Perez. They departed from Rimmon Perez and camped at Lebanon. They moved from Lebanon and camped at Rishah. They journeyed from Rishah and camped at Kehelatha. They went from Kehelatha and camped at Mount Shefar. They moved from Mount Shefar and camped at Haradah. They moved from Haradah and camped at Michalot. They moved from Michalot and camped at Tahat. They departed from Tahat and camped at Jera. They moved from Jera and camped at Mithka. They went from Mithka and camped at Hashmona. And they departed from Hashmona and camped at Mizarok. They departed from Mizarok and camped at Benazakan. They moved from Benazakan and camped at Har-Higadad. They went from Har-Higadad and camped at Jatbaha. They moved from Jatbaha and camped at Barwana. They departed from Barwana and camped at Ezron. They moved from Ezron and camped in the wilderness of Zin, which is Kadesh. They moved from Kadesh and camped at Nahor on the boundary of the land of Edom. Then Aaron the priest went up to Mount Hor and at the command of the Lord and died there in the 40th year after the children of Israel had come out of the land of Egypt on the first day of the fifth month. Aaron was 123 years old when he died on Mount Hor. Now the king of Ar, the Canaanites, who dwelt in the south in the land of Canaan, heard of the coming of the children of Israel. So they departed from Mount Hor and camped at Zalmona. And they departed from Zalmona and camped in Punon. They departed from Punon and camped at Abath. They departed from Abath and camped at Hazar-Abram on the border of Moab. They departed from Hazar-Abram and camped at Dibon-Gad. Moved from Dibon-Gad and camped at Ammon-Delabathim. And they moved from Ammon-Delabathim and camped in the mountains of Ephraim. Before Nebo, they departed from the mountains of Ephraim and camped in the plains of Moab by the Jordan across from Jericho. And they camped by the Jordan from Beth-Jeshimoth as far as Abel Acacia Grove in the plains of Moab. Now the Lord spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan across from Jericho, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when you have crossed the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you, destroy all their engraved stones, destroy all their molded images, and demolish all their high places. You shall dispossess the inhabitants of the land and dwell in it, for I have given you the land to possess. And you shall divide the land by lot as an inheritance among your families. To the larger you shall give a larger inheritance. To the smaller you shall give a smaller inheritance. There everyone's inheritance shall be whatever falls to him by lot. You shall inherit according to the tribes of your fathers. But if you do not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall be that those whom you let remain shall be irritants in your eyes and thorns in your sides, and they shall harass you in the land where you dwell. Shall be that I will do to you as I thought to do to them. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, command the children of Israel and say to them, when you come into the land of Canaan, this is the land that shall fall to you as an inheritance. The land of Canaan to its boundaries. Your southern border shall be from the wilderness of Zin, along the border of Edom. Then your southern border shall be extended eastward to the end of the Salt Sea. Your border shall turn from the southern side of the extent of Equabim, continue to Zin, and be on the south side of Kadesh Barnea. Then it shall be on the Azar Adar and continue to Asmon. The border shall turn from Asmon to the brook of Egypt, and it shall end at the sea. As for the western border, you shall have the great sea for a border. This shall be your western border, and this shall be your northern border. From the great sea you shall mark out your border, line to Mount Hor. From Mount Hor you shall mark out your border to the entrance of Hamath. And then the direction of the border shall be toward Zedad. The border shall proceed to Zaphron, and it shall be Hazar-Enon. This shall be your northern border. You shall mark out your eastern border from Hazar-Enon to Shepham. The border shall go down from Shepham to Rabba, on the east side of Enon. And the border shall go down to reach the eastern side of the sea of Shinaris. And the border shall go down along the Jordan, and it shall end at the Salt Sea. This shall be your land with the surrounding boundaries. Then Moses commanded the children of Israel, saying, this is the land which you shall inherit by lot, which the Lord has commanded to give to the nine tribes and to the half-tribe, for the tribe of the children of Reuben according to the house of their fathers, and the tribe of the children of Gad according to the house of their fathers, have received their inheritance, and the half-tribe of Manasseh has received its inheritance. The two tribes and the half-tribes have received their inheritance on this side of the Jordan, across from Jericho, eastward toward the sunrise. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, these are the names of the men who shall divide the land among you as an inheritance, Elijah the priest and Joshua the son of Nun. And you shall take one leader of every tribe to divide the land for the inheritance. These are the names of the men from the tribe of Judah, Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. From the tribe of the children of Simeon, Shemuel, the son of Amminadab. From the tribe of Benjamin, Eliab, the son of Chilion, a leader. From the tribe of the children of Dan, Bechai, the son of Jiglai. From Doglai, and from the sons of Joseph, a leader. From the tribe of the children of Manasseh, Hananel, the son of Ebod, and a leader. From the tribe of the children of Ephraim, Kemuel, the son of Shephatim, a leader. From the tribe of the children of Zebulun, Elisaphan, the son of Harnet, a leader. From the tribe of the children of Issachar, Deltiel, the son of Ezon, a leader. From the tribe of the children of Asher, Elihud, the son of Shalami, and the leader. From the tribe of the children of Naphtali, Pedahel, the son of Ammihud. These are the ones the Lord commanded to divide the inheritance among the children of Israel in the land of Canaan. And some life lessons from Numbers chapter 33 and 34. Chapter 33, verse 55. If you do not divide out the inheritance of the land, they shall harass you. The Lord warned Israel what would happen if they failed to drive out all the inhabitants of the land as he had commanded. And in this too, his word proved true. Judges chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. And our word, let's look, Judges chapter 2. Judges chapter 2, verse 11. Israel's disobedience is what the title of that lesson is. And it says, the Lord raises up judges. Israel chapter 2, verse 11. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served Balaam. And they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt, and followed other gods of the gods of the people they were round about them, and bowed themselves unto them, and provoked the Lord to anger. And we all know Exodus 25, thou shalt have no other God before thee. And as we go to Numbers chapter 34, verse 2, this is the land that shall fall to you as an inheritance, the land of Canaan to its boundaries. God was always giving the Israelites boundaries for good reason. By establishing defensible borders, the Israelites knew what land they were responsible to manage and what was dangerous enemy territory. In the same way, God commands, show us what we're accountable to him for, and they also safeguard us from the enemy territory of sin. God's boundaries always protect us. Well, what a word this morning. And as we go into Numbers chapter 35, and it says, and the Lord spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan, across from Jericho, saying, command the children of Israel that they shall give the Levites cities to dwell in from the inheritance of their possession. And you shall also give the Levites common land around the cities. They shall have the cities to dwell in, and their common land shall be for their cattle, for their herds, and for all their animals. The common land of the cities which you will give the Levites shall extend from the walls of the city outward 1,000 cubits all around. And you shall measure outside the city on the east side 2,000 cubits, on the south side 2,000 cubits, on the west side 2,000 cubits, on the north side 2,000 cubits. The city shall be in the middle. This shall belong to them as common land for the city. Now among the cities which you will give to the Levites, you shall appoint 6 cities of refuge to which a manslayer may flee. And to these you shall add 42 cities. So all the cities you will give to the Levites shall be 48. These you shall give with their common land. And the cities which you will give shall be from the possession of the children of Israel. From the larger tribe you shall give many, from the smaller you shall give few. Each shall give some of his cities to the Levites in proportion to their inheritance that each receives. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, when you cross the Jordan into the land of Canaan, you shall appoint cities to the cities of refuge for you. That is, the manslayer who kills any person accidentally may flee there. They shall be cities of refuge for you from the avenger, that the manslayer may not die until it stands before the congregation in judgment. And of the cities which you give, you shall have 6 cities of refuge. You shall appoint 3 cities on this side of the Jordan, and 3 cities you shall appoint in the land of Canaan, which will be cities of refuge. These 6 cities shall be for refuge for the children of Israel, for the stranger and for the sojourner among them, that anyone who kills a person accidentally, y'all can hear me, may flee there. But if he strikes him with an iron implement, so that he dies, he is a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. And if he strikes him with a stone in the hand by which one could die, and he does die, he is a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. Or if he strikes him with a wooden hand weapon by which one could die, and he does die, he is a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. The avenger of blood himself shall put the murderer to death. When he meets him, he shall put him to death. If he pushes him out of hatred, or while lying in wait, hurl something at him so that he dies, or in enmity he strikes him with his hand so that he dies, the one who struck him shall surely be put to death. He is a murderer. The avenger of blood shall put the murderer to death when he meets him. However, if he pushes him suddenly without enmity, or throws anything in there without lying in wait, or uses a stone by which a man could die, throwing it in without seeing him, so that he dies while he was not his enemy or sticking his arm, then the congregation shall judge between the manslayer and the avenger of blood according to these judgments. So the congregation shall deliver the manslayer from the hand of the avenger of blood, and the congregation shall return him to the city of refuge where he had fled, and he shall remain there until the death of the high priest who was anointed with the holy oil. But if the manslayer at any time goes outside the limits of the city of refuge where he fled, and the avenger of blood finds him outside the limits of the city of refuge, and the avenger of blood kills the man, he shall not be guilty of blood, because he should have remained in his city of refuge until the death of the high priest. But after the death of the high priest, the manslayer may return to the land of his possession. And these things shall be a statute, a judgment to you throughout your generations, to all your dwellings. Whoever kills a person, the murderer shall be put to death, or on the testimony of witnesses. But one witness is not sufficient testimony against the person for the death penalty. Moreover, you shall take no ransom for the life of a murderer who is guilty of death, but he shall surely be put to death. And you shall take no ransom for him who has fled to his city of refuge, that he may return to dwell in the land before the death of the priest. So you shall not pollute the land where you are, for blood defiles the land, and no atonement can be made for the land for the blood that is shed on it except by the blood of him who shed it. Therefore, do not defile the land which you inhabit, in the midst of which I dwell. For I, the Lord, dwells amongst the children of Israel. And the life lesson for that word is this: we are never to forget that our holy God lives among us, that knowledge alone should shape the way we live. We are accountable to him in every aspect of our life. Fathers of the families of the children of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, of the families of the son of Joseph, came near and spoke before Moses, before the leaders and the chief fathers of the children of Israel. They said, "The Lord commanded my Lord Moses to give the land as an inheritance by lot to the children of Israel. And my Lord was commanded by the Lord to give the inheritance of our brother Zelophehad to his daughters. Now, if they are married to any of the sons of the other tribes of the children of Israel, then their inheritance will be taken from the inheritance of our fathers, and it will be added to the inheritance of the tribe into which they marry. So it will be taken from the lot of our inheritance. And when the jubilee of the children of Israel comes, then their inheritance will be added to the inheritance of the tribe into which they marry. So their inheritance will be taken away from the inheritance of the tribe of our fathers." Then Moses commanded the children of Israel, according to the word of the Lord, saying, "What the tribe of the sons of Joseph did is right. This is what the Lord commands concerning the daughters of Zelophehad, saying, let them marry whom they think best, but they may marry only within the families of their father's tribe. So the inheritance of the children of Israel shall not change hands from tribe to tribe, for every one of the children of Israel shall keep the inheritance of the tribe of his fathers. And every daughter who possesses an inheritance in any tribe of the children of Israel shall be the wife of one of the families of her father's tribe, so that the children of Israel each may possess an inheritance of his father, that no inheritance shall change hands from one tribe to another, but every tribe of the children of Israel shall keep its own inheritance. Just as the Lord commanded Moses, so did the daughters of Zelophehad, Hor, Mithal, Tirzah, Hogla, Milcah, Noah, and the daughters of Zelophehad were married to the sons of their father's brothers. They were married into the families of the children of Manasseh, the sons of Joseph, and their inheritance remained in the tribe of their father's family. These are the commandments and the judgments which the Lord commanded the children of Israel by the hand of Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan, across from Jericho. And I have just read to you Numbers chapter 33 through chapter 35. I'm sorry, Numbers chapter 31 through 35. And our song for this morning before we get out of here today, and this is where our title comes from this morning, a psalm of David: plead my cause, O Lord, with those who strive with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for my help. Also draw out the spear and stop those who pursue me. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. Can we say that together? Say to my soul, I am your salvation. Let those be put to shame and brought to dishonor who seek after my life. Let those be turned back and brought to confusion who plot my hurt. Let them be like chaff before the wind. And let the angel of the Lord shake them. Let their way be dark and slippery. And let the angel of the Lord pursue them. For without cause they have hidden their net for me in a pit, which they have dug without cause for my life. Let destruction come upon him unexpectedly. And let his net that he has hidden catch himself into the very destruction. Let him fall. Woo! What a curse. But David had to let it out. Everything. You know what he was going through. And when we go to the life lesson, he pleads, sometimes people will tell lies about you. We all know that. And you will not be able to defend yourself. Their fabrications will endanger everything you care about. Your job, reputation, family, and even your future. Because Satan is a liar and the father of it. John 8:44. He will often concoct untruth about God's children in order to hurt them or damage their credibility. Then they've got to receive an end of that. This certainly happened to Jesus. Mark 14:56 tells us many bore false witness against him. This was the only way that the Jewish religious leaders could send Jesus to be crucified by lying about what he had done. After they had crucified Jesus, the chief priests and Pharisees went even further. They said to Pilate, sir, we remember while he was still alive how that deceiver said, after 3 days I will rise. Therefore command that the tomb be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away and say to the people, he has risen from the dead. So the last deception will be worse than the first. Matthew 27:63-64. Finally, after Christ fulfilled his promise to rise from the dead, the religious leaders bribed the guards to say that the disciples had stolen Jesus' body. Matthew 28:11-15. Lie after lie was told. Yet Proverbs 19:15 promises, a false witness will not go unpunished, and he who speaks lies will not escape. The falsehoods of the priests and the Pharisees were soon dismissed. Jesus confirmed his resurrection by appearing to many witnesses in Acts 13:30-31. In fact, it's been reported that there were more than 500 eyewitnesses to Christ's resurrection because of the people who saw Jesus had risen from the grave. The gospel spread like wildfire. No lie or clever deceptions could stop the truth from prevailing. The point is that God is a good and able defender. He will bring the truth to light, Matthew 10:26. Therefore, ask him as Psalm 35:1 instructs, plead my cause, O Lord, with those who strive with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Surely as you serve him, he will show the justice of your actions and show your accusers for what they really are, Psalm 37:6. Therefore, don't fear their falsehoods. God's truth will prevail, and you will too. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord this morning. And as we get ready to wrap it up today, a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. And Sister Carolyn, it is faith. That was a word I had this morning. Faith in God includes faith in his timing. Woo! Lift your hand up on that one. You have to believe in the process. have a faith-filled Friday. And I believe that that is what God gave me also early this morning, to have a faith-filled Friday. What a mighty God we serve. A mighty God we serve. God is so good. God is so good. God is, I say it again, so good. And we are so blessed to be his sons and his daughters. In our prayer, as we wrap up this morning, from our 365 prayer book on this 17th day of March, yet Moses, am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Come on now. Or am I trying to please man? If I was still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ. Galatians 1 and 10, ESV. Lord, search me and know my heart. You see every hidden motive that is there. Lord, will I tend toward pleasing the people around me over you? Give me grace to choose you. Woo! I am yours. My devotion belongs to you. Help me to always prioritize you over trying to win favor with people around me, even my leaders. When I start to get caught up in what others think about me, I will lay down my thoughts on the altar of your love and meditate on who you say I am and who I am becoming. I will not compromise your values or mine by bending my obedience to satisfy someone else's preference. I will stay strong as a child of the King. Following you, may my heart remain soft as well, that I may be molded by you and for you, my Lord, be the leader of my life. Woo! Glory to God. Who are you living to please for today? And that is all I ask. If there's anyone that God has put a word in your heart, please push the number 1 on your phone. And if there is not, let us lift up the name of Jesus this morning and just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your guidance. Thank you, Lord, for hope in the future. Father God, as we depart today, we pray our prayer. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from each other. In Jesus' name, I pray over you and your family. Have a blessed and wonderful day. And please join Mother Valerie and us on Sunday as we read the Word of God. Have a great day, family. It is a wrap. Thank you so much. Please continue to keep Mother Bowie in your prayers, as well as Mother Valerie and Mother Rita. Keep all the beautiful in your prayers, and keep Sister Carolyn in your prayers as well as she travels this weekend. Thank you all. Keep my pastor, Jesse Aaron, also in your prayers as she moves forward preaching and teaching all over the city this month. Thank you so much. Be blessed. It is, as we say, is a wrap. Why? Because I got to go to work. Love you all. Be blessed and have a great day. Have a faithful Friday and a satisfying Saturday. Be blessed. Bye-bye.